Thank you, Kim Gordon.
Kiki.
Thank you, Kiki Gordon.
Are you going by Kiki?
Grandma, I don't
Kiki?
Know. I haven't gotten the total approval on that one
I
yet.
I love it.
So
that's instead of Grandma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a Mimi, so I thought Kiki would be
Kiki and a Mimi.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you the winner of last night's Democratic primary for the office of Cook County Assessor, and in my opinion, the most fun name to say in all the land, Fritz Kagi joins us right now. Fritz, how are you?
So glad to join you, and so good to have the love for my uniquely Swiss-American name.
Congratulations, first and foremost. I have to tell you a funny...
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. I have an 18-year-old son, so he was very excited. This was his first primary, actually first any time he ever voted. And he was listening to our radio program yesterday on his way to school, and when I picked him up, I said, hey, Michael, we got to go vote. And he said, Fritz Kagi, because all Bill said yesterday on our show was Fritz Kagi.
It's
so
fun.
I think you owe him a little finder's fee for the win.
Well, hey, thank you so much. And it's been so terrific to have met so many people on the trail and to get that constant reinforcement from voters because they got the final say on this. And people were so engaged on the issues. It really helped us.
Fritz, here's a question I'm sure you get a lot, because I know Wendy and I have asked this of people in the politics game a lot, but why? Why would you want to do this? You know you're subjecting yourself to so much criticism on a daily basis when you run for office. It's always a brutal campaign. Why would you want to subject yourself to something like that?
Well, I'm from here. I grew up in Hyde Park on the south side, and I live in Oak Park, and I've lived all over around the county, and I really care about it. And this stuff is really important. It sounds kind of cut and dried and bland when you're talking about real estate assessments, but what it's really about is equity. It's about how our property tax system lands on each person who lives in the county, and it has a really big impact on people's daily life, driving people out of neighborhoods, forcing some people into foreclosure, how we distribute the property tax burden. It's taking hundreds of millions of dollars out of some communities at the expense of others. So it's really important, and I felt like my background in being a steward and in valuing assets would be perfect for this office, that's what it really needs.
I am very familiar with the Cook County Assessor's Office and their website. We have appealed our property tax many a time. I found out the first time that they had listed that we had a garage. We don't have a garage, so that made the property value worth more. Something had to be done, and I'm glad you're willing to jump in on this and get it back or get it organized a little bit better. What can we expect to see from you?
Well, thanks, Wendy. There's a massive amount of work ahead of us. The most important things are to get the proper valuation models in place that are more accurate, fair, take the regressivity out of the system. So downtown commercial properties are dramatically underassessed, report after report shows. And then we have dramatic overassessment in communities that have been most hit by the housing crisis, especially black and brown communities. And every neighborhood of Cook County is regressively assessed. So that means that the more modest your home, the higher the rate you pay. These are all things that we can address within the first couple of years that we're in office. So we would come in office in December 2018. We're going to have to live with most of the assessments that the Berrios team came up with in 2019, but we'll have a dramatic impact in 2020, and we can have some impact before then, too.
Fritz, if you wouldn't mind, just quickly give us your take on what took place yesterday with one of your opponents, with Andrea Rayla. What do you make of that yesterday?
Well, she did give me a gracious phone call congratulating us on our victory, and we really appreciated that, as did Joe Berrios. So we had a decisive victory, and none of the other stuff that I've read in the news came up in our conversation. Unfortunate that there was so much back and forth that dragged on and on in the qualifying to get on the ballot process.
But you don't expect her to appeal this?
It didn't come up in our conversation
yesterday. Okay.
And the outcome was very decisive.
Yeah, okay.
I did have an idea I threw out there earlier to put some kind of electronic scroll or something in there if there's any update to the ballots in the future where you don't have to rely on texts or emails and little pieces of paper that are handed out. It could be updated, so something people might want to look at in the future.
there's a wide variety of things they can do. It's complicated because it's divided between the city, which is the Chicago Board of Election Commissioners, and then the Cook County Clerk, which does the suburbs. So you're right that there needs to be work done there.
I know, Fritz, that the next battle you have is to win the general election, the big election that's coming up in November. But then where does it end for you? Because I've already started a Fritz Kagi for President campaign. I already have an office set up.
Oh, no. You have officially jinxed me. That's the first time anyone has said that.
Oh, no. Sorry about that.
He'll never forget you, Bill.
Yeah.
This stuff is extremely serious.
Yeah.
Very important. I'm not looking on to any. We have a huge amount of work ahead of us that will... You know, there are only 300 people who work in this office. For something that has such a large economic impact, we have to come up with a landing plan, a landing team this spring, summer, and fall. We're going to be focused on that. And then it will require a huge, extraordinary amount of work. We can have a real big impact early by putting in new valuation models, by putting in rules that eliminate this pay-to-play culture that's flourished so much inside the office. We can put in lots of transparency standards very early. The harder part is this ongoing work, like with the data, where you talked about your garage, Wendy, or lack of garage.
Yes.
I forget which
lack
which
of.
It is. So, you know, the data that the assessor's office has on each individual home is pretty terrible. A lot of the pictures haven't been updated.
Sometimes the square footage is off.
Yeah, the square footage is off in just about every single home that I'm aware of.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Yep.
The stories.
Yeah.
So that's an ongoing effort. And if you just imagine there'll be just a handful of people on the office who are tasked with updating that, we need to find robust ways to use databases like the multiple listing system that real estate brokers use, CoStar, which is what commercial brokers use to pull data from that to update the data that we have in the office.
Fritz, I'm sure you've heard this criticism. People say, I had my property assessed and all they did was they drove past the house and then they wrote down a number. Don't you think it should be more accurate? They should come inside and take a look at the full property?
Well, they could. That will be labor intensive if you imagine that there are 1.8 million properties and parcels in Cook County for 300 people in the total office. We have to find a more robust way to scrape data from basically anytime someone sells a house or posts an advertisement to sell a house, there's a lot of data there. And that's the kind of thing that the assessor's office can draw from, not only in the past, but ongoing. So we think that's a good idea. And so that's a way that could be automated in a way that wouldn't be very labor intensive. But there's a ton of work that has to be done in that area. I mean, this office hasn't even been telling people how their assessment is calculated, which is a real minimal requirement. Most counties in the state do this, and we ought to be doing that so that this office is accountable for the work that it does for the vast majority of people who don't appeal.
Fritz Kagi on the line with us, Democratic primary winner for the Cook County Assessor's Office. This is probably a really stupid question, but I'm sure more than just myself has it. When your house is assessed and you have a value there, why is it so much different than the appraisal?
Well, because basically they're multiplying and dividing by some pretty obscure numbers. So the number that you're assessed at doesn't bear any obvious relationship to the market price of your home.
No, it's way lower. It's way different.
Right. But it's all ultimately geared off an estimate of the market value of your home. So they start with the market value of your home, and then they, for residential, then they say it's 10% of that becomes your assessed value. That's basically the standard that they're supposed to use. And then there's a multiplier that is applied throughout the county if it's systematically above or below that 10% level. So that's sort of a bird's eye view. I don't want to get too much into the weeds and bore everyone else to death. But ultimately, that first number where they're estimating the market value of your home is the key thing that this office is doing. And they've got to do a better job of getting that right. Many assessor's offices throughout the United States do a much better job, do a pretty good job of this, and that's what we aspire to.
Can't wait. Hope it changes. And again, you said Fritz Kagi. Kagi is a Swedish name, did you say?
Swiss.
No, Swiss. Swiss American. I'm part of the burgeoning, teeming, about five people who live in Cook County who are Swiss American.
And you're one of them.
I think
you're
Chef Hans Aschbacher is as well. I think he's Swiss.
Yeah. Well, Fritz, really quick, I'm just curious. I know you had a grueling couple of months there, but did you get a good night's sleep last night? I bet you slept a little better last night, did you?
Slept a little bit better. We had a wonderful celebration with our supporters together with Chuy Garcia and the slate of candidates that he won. They pulled off a clean sweep, and that was one of the happiest moments last night, was seeing these really super young candidates, Alma and Aya and Aaron Ortiz, to win their race. There's another judge, too, and it was just super to see them because we didn't know how those races would turn out. I'm so happy for them. There are a lot of super young candidates who won last night.
Yeah.
And I went to sleep with a smile on my face, not only because we won, but because they won, too.
Absolutely. It's so good to talk to you. That's Fritz Kagi. He is running for the Cook County Assessor's Office for the Democratic Party. And like I always say, there ain't no party like a Kagi party. I've been saying that for years. Fritz, keep up the good work.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Bill.
All right. Appreciate it. Absolutely.
Congratulations. I do want to mention there is a text here that I would like to read because it cracks me up. Glad Bill did some research for his vote. I guess if Pokemon was running, he would have voted.
I did vote for Pokemon a few years ago.
It was a write-in.
Yeah, I'm proud of that.
We did do research. It's just a silly name that got in our heads.